Chinek Bagels? No.
Chinek Bagels.
Well, Sam be a bagel.
No.
Come on, we got to start. We're starting.
Chinek Bagels is the top 50 in the country, in the world. Bagels.
Kosher?
Very. The uncut bagels are not shot, but the cut bagels are not. Because their knives aren't going to rush up. I never understood that, really.
All right, we'll talk about it. Let's start. We'll talk about it another time. Very good. Tell me about it more. Okay, let's begin, guys. It's a new sugya. Okay? This is a new sugya. And then Beis Aras. Let's get right into it. Now, we talk about it a lot in the early shiur, in the morning at 9, La Halacha, but now we finally get to see the sugya inside. And the sugya was mentioned, incidentally, on the Malach of the Beis, when it's talking about the peiros that are brought in the middle of a meal. And the Gemara had a line there, that pasuk b'kis is the only thing that requires a bracha rishona and no bracha achrona. You remember that in the Malchum Beis, and Sam and Nate asked a very good kasha, why are they arguing over here? And my answer was that it was incidental over here, this is the main sugya. So I think your kasha is probably better than the answer, but I don't think my answer is so bad. But to begin shir, I want to start with this introduction, and that being is that no matter how you define pasuk b'kis, which we're going to get to, b'ezras Hashem, we netter, the note of the concept is you're eating it as a snack, okay? Bread is usually a staple, and pasuk b'kis is a snack, okay? And therefore, Lamaisa, I want you to note that. However you define it, that's the first thing that should come to your mind in Lamdas, that pasuk b'kis is considered to be what? Is considered to be snack-oriented, and it's not staple-oriented, halacha Lamaisa. Okay, we got that? Nate, you got that? That is the definition that I want you to get from the very beginning, no matter how we define it. Now, Rashi, on the Malach of the Beis, had this line, and I didn't stress it, maybe I'm just trying to substantiate myself, is because this is the main sugya, and maybe we didn't stress it there. And that is that Rashi said, quoted Gemara in Erevin, that eating these kistin are good for one's heart. You remember Rashi on that? Now, the word, what they used to do is, after they would finish the meal and they would bench, they would have this parched grain, okay, which is klayos, correct. But they would eat along with these klayos, they would have these pastries. And that's why it's called pas haba bekisnin. The kisnin were the parched grain. I want you to understand this because a lot of people don't really know the real definition. Rashi says the kistin was the parched grain, but the pastries were the stuff that came along with the parched grain. And these were filled with almonds, and they were filled with spices. And that's the way Rashi defines it. As we said, like, you know, tree, they were like birds and trees, and they were made in different, you know, nuts. They were made in different decorations. But I want you to know, what does the phrase pasaba b'kisnin mean? Pasuk b'kisnin means the pastries. Here the word pas is referring to the pastries that went along with the kistin, which Rashi says were the klayot. You follow me? And the klayot were the parched grain. I'm going to ask you this, because a lot of people don't know what the taich is. Okay? That is Rashi's definition of what the word is. It was the pastries that accompanied, right? That accompanied what? That accompanied this parched grain that was eaten after Birkas HaMazon. You got that? That's Rashi in the mouth on the base. Now that's Rashi on the top. Now, we had three shitas, which I want to just introduce within the Rishonim before we even start the Gemara. So let's get it. Okay? We'll see where Zemachlokis in the Gedolei Achronim, who Rashi holds like. But let's present the first three shitas before we begin the Gemara. Okay? You ready? Here we go. The first shita in the Rishonim, which I wanted you to see how to define pasuk b'kisnin, is as follows, okay? The first shita, l'maisa, is Rov Rishonim, that's Rabbeinu Yonah, and Memalfa Bez Maskel She'ein, that's the Rashba, and Dibra Maskel Nimsu, the Ra'ad Maskel Rav, and the Tur and Simen Kuf Samach Vav. Rov Rishonim say it is dough that is made like a pocket that's filled in with almonds, nuts, mini tavlin, and spices. And that's what it means, kisin. It's a pocket. The dough is dough, and you fill in the pocket with the what? With the not the meat, the agosim, the nuts, the shkedim, the almonds, the mini tapa. You got that? That is the first shita. Clear? Number two, the Rambam I gave you. Perek Gimel Halacha Tes. It is the dough is kneaded with honey or oil or milk. That's why we say it's always pizza. It is made with the mini tafla and baked like that. It is actually baked like that. Okay? That is the din. That is the second shita. Now, the Vilna Gaon, the Gaon, the Beis Yosef, and the Bach all claim that Rashi holds like the Rambam. Because Rashi had a line there, you remember, on Mem Alpha Mabez, that it was the Tavlin with the Issa. It was the Tavlin with the Issa, implying that it was baked. It was actually baked with it. That's how the Beis Yosef, the Bach, and the Gaon all view Shitas Rashi being like who? Being like the Rambam. Please get it. Because Rashi does have that line there, Nilusha Im Tavlin. Okay? Nilusha Im Tavlin. Okay, that is the shita again of the Beis Yosef, the Bach, and the Gaon, that it is what? That it Rashi that is like the Rambam. Okay, then there is a third shita in the Rishonim, and that third shita in the Rishonim is the Aruch, who quotes Rav Haigon, that it means dry crackers. Crackers. The Lashon Kistin is nothing to do with pockets, it's ksisa, crunching. And the Aruch says there's a pasuk in Yoshua, Perek Tes Pasuk Hey, that says what? What do you need? You got a kasha, Shmuel? You got it? You have a kasha? Oh, Perek Tes Pasuk Hey, Cholechem Seidim Yavesh Hayinukudim. The Targum on that pasuk in Yoshua says Cholechem Zudeyan Havikisnin. There it is, dried. It's crunched, dried and crunched. So that's the sheet of who? That is the three shitas that I want you to know in the Rishonim. And the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah has a different take, that he believes that Rashi's shita is like Rabbeinu Hananel. And what is Rabbeinu Hananel? You made it like a what? You made the dough like a pocket. And the pocket is full of what? Of mole kloyos. Even though the pas was not what? Nilusha Bitovin. Now, one second. Which shita is the Rabbeinu Hananel? Rabbeinu Hananel, Poshup Shad, is the first sheet. Yeah. Yes.
Last time you quoted the Taz saying that was Rashi, was Rabbeinu Hananel. So we did Yonah and Meiri said that there's no way Rashi's like that at all.
No. We said that the Taz says that Rashi holds like Rabbeinu Hananel.
Right.
And not only that, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah is mashma that way as, I'm sorry, the Talmid Rabbi Yonah is mashma that Rashi is not like Rabbeinu Hananel, along with the Miri, exactly like you just said. Correct. They sided with the first approach. Yes. Rabbeinu Hananel is like we're going to say is like the first opinion, that it's a lashon of kis, that it's a kis, and that's filled in. Okay. So Nate was just pointing out. We point out the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah approach. That Rashi is not like Rabbeinu Hananel, and the Meiri says Rashi is not like Rabbeinu Hananel, but the Taz says that Rashi is like Rabbeinu Hananel. Okay, fine. Now, I want to just point out, before we start the Gemara, Sam, you're going to read today, yes? The Bach and the Taz, you know, the son-in-law of the Bach was the Taz. The Taz always refers to as Mori Chami, Moch, Mem Vav 2, Squiggles Ches. The Bach and the Taz say, I want you to get this, that the first shita, if I would ask you how to delineate the first two shitas, how would you delineate it? He just spells it out. That it is what? It is dough that was kneaded like any other dough, but it just filled in with honey and almonds and nuts. But according to the second shita, the honey is part of the actual dough. Yes, it's what we spelled it out. But I'm just saying the Taz and the Bach say that, beferish. But then the Taz points out another nekuda that I want you to get, and that is the dough that is filled up with mini masika, you know, sweet things. If it's baked like that, then it's pasa baba kistin, even if you remove the filling afterwards. The key moment is the baking. If it is the dough is baked with the stuff, Even if you remove the filling after it was baked, I don't care. The dough is still labeled as pasmikas, but it's clean now. Doesn't make a difference. If it was baked with the stuff, it still remains the din of pasmikas. Okay? That's a very important taz makuda that I want you guys to get. Okay? We got that? Okay. Excellent, guys. With this in mind now, let us go now in the Gemara. Okay, let's see the Gemara. On Membeis and Menafeis, we'll take one thing at a time. Let's make sure we get everything and get it clear. Okay? Go ahead, Sam. Let's begin. Let's see the Gemara. Go ahead. What do you say? Let's go. Top line of Membeis and Menafeis. Go ahead. You with me? Yeah, go ahead. So Rav Huna ate 13 loaves, yes? And every three of the loaves were what? Were three rolls were equal to a kav. Now get this down. A kav is the volume of 24 eggs. 24 eggs, that's a lot of eggs. It's a volume of 24 eggs, yes? That means one roll, higher mathematics, 24 divided by 3 is 8. That means each roll was 8. 13 times 8, I did it in my office right before Shir. 13 times 8, higher mathematics, 104. So there are 104 kavim. Now, that's lemaisa if you have the gear, so. 104 eggs. What did I say? I'm sorry. 104 eggs. So if you have the girsa tlesa, that's the girsa. Now, this is the girsa that we have in our Gemara. Rashi has the same thing. Read the Rashi. Rav Huna achal. Read the whole thing again, the line of the Gemara. Come on, let's go, Sam. Rav Huna. Yes. He didn't say a bracha afterwards. Read Rashi. Oh, you just read. I want you to read the Gemara again. Says because it says Beferish, read again the Gemara. Rav Huna. Now our Gemara says Tlesar. If you look in the Talbina Rabbeinu Yonah, which I want you to see, you got through most of the Rishon. I'm proud of you guys. Tresar. The Gemara says Tresar Rifte. You got it? 12. Now do the math. That's going to be 96. That means he ate four kavin. Right? Because it was 12. So that means 12 divided by what? It was 12 loaves. Right? So each one is what?
12 times 8 is 96.
Is 96. Correct. Excellent. So therefore, either he ate 104 like our Gersa, or he ate 96 like Rabbeinu Yonah. It is a lot of shear of that. Yes. Now, I want you to get this down. Rashi, in Maseches Shabbos, Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph D'Maaseh Tresar, and Tosfos Baba Basra on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis writes that Tlesar is a Lashon Guzma. So it's, you know what Guzma is? Exaggeration. You got to know that word Guzma. Guzma is an exaggeration. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Guzma, Gimel Vav Zayin Mem Aleph. Guzma is an exaggeration. Now, I want you to get this. Now, Lamaisa, Guzma, Gimel, Vav, Zayin, Mem, Aleph, Guzma. It's an exaggeration. Whenever the word Tlesar appears, it's a Lashon Guzma. So it's possible he didn't eat that much. Gemara is exaggerating. Now, the Rishash says, you got this? The Rishash says in Shabbos, Kufiyat Testament Aleph, Dibra Maskel Tresar. There are places where Tresar is a Lashon Guzma. So it's possible to say, even according to Ben Yonah, the Gersa Tresar, yes, that no matter which Gersa you have, it'll be a Guzma. But that's not what Ben Yonah said. I hope you guys saw it inside. Ben Yonah says he was Mazalor Kipshuto, that this is what he ate. Now, I mentioned the other Makoros. There is another place in Brachas, in our Mesichtas, we always say, where did it say that Tresar was a Lashon Guzma? There's a Tysus. Where does it say in our Masechta? I'm quoting you, Shabbos. What? Yeah, we didn't have it though. It's earlier in the Masechta. What daf? Daf Chaf. The Gemara says there are 13 versions of Maseches Uksin. You guys remember? Look at Daf Kof. Yeah, and Daf Kof Lomaj. You don't remember that? I don't know why they're quoting others. Look at Tlesar. There are 13 versions of Maseches what? Uksin. Tlesar Mesifta. Yesh Vorsha Tlesar Yeshivish Yesh Banu? Yes? Yesh Banu Shebekim. Vetlesar Lav Dafke El Loshan Aragil. See that? It's Lav Dafke El Loshan Aragil Gomor Tlesar. So you see that? It's already in the Mesichta already. Yes? Okay. You're right. I agree with you, but that's what it means. It means a lot. It's the same lashon. It's the same meaning. Okay. You got me? All right, let's get this. What bothers you about this Gemara? This line of Gemara you read. What bothers you about this? Usher, please. The focus. What bothers you? He didn't say a bracha achrona, Rebbeinu Shalayla. He's a God Ador, Rav Huna, Rebbeinu Shalayla, Lo Birech. What is going on here? What is going on here, Rebbeinu Shalayla? Rebbeinu Shalayla. Go ahead, read on in the Gemara. Let's go. Come on, Sam. Ade kafta, which we're going to have to define. Let's say what it means now. These bread were eaten because of hunger. Pashup shot of your hunger. You ate a lot, Rabbeinu Shalom. Since you ate so much, go ahead, Ella. You should have said a what? Pashup is usually a snack. You didn't eat this as a snack. You ate this as equivalent to four lunches. Right? Like when Nate eats a whole pie. Go ahead. Bafa pishawad. He says you made a big mistake, and other people are kaveh suda, and you have to bench.
He's against,
yes, he's against him. He's against him. He said he did a terrible thing to the degree which we're going to talk about. Maybe Rav Huna was chozer po. No, no.
He
said he did a wrong thing. No, Poshup Shad Nigamori is attacking him. He's absolutely attacking him. Absolutely. Read the Rashi. Rebbeinu Shalom. I'm proud of you guys when you work at it. This is how you work. Read Rashi. Come on. Let's go, Sam. Take the jacket off. Come on. Amar what? Amar of Nachman. Go ahead. Le'iravo Nachman. These were eaten for hunger. You ate like a lumberjack. Go ahead. Vachilu what? Vachilu meruba kazu. Lo niftar bracha. You should have said a bracha. Rebbeinu Shalom. Wow. This is the Poshup Shad. He's attacking him. What did you do? Rebbeinu Shalom. This is not a classical what? Snack? There's nothing wrong, guys. That's how you learn, Ramaisa. Okay. Yes. No, you cannot. I don't accept it. I don't accept it. Maybe we'll get later. Of course, I'm joking. Go ahead. Say what you're going to say. Yeah, go ahead. This is the posh of Shani Gemara, what we just said.
We read it.
Okay.
What I'm not going to say is that halacha is any time that everybody else usually eats it with Kovea Suda, then it's Kovea Suda. Any time it's not Kovea Suda, it's not Kovea Suda, even if you're Kovea Suda on it. So we thought it was since Pasha Makis is not eating Kovea Suda. In this case, of Kuna, even though it was Kovea Suda, he had enough time to Kovea Suda since it. The robe doesn't eat Kovea Suda, he didn't make the
motzi. No, that's not correct. We're gonna have a variation of what you said in a different way, but there's no doubt that he is being cholay to the degree that we might see the Rav Huna Pashup Shad was chozerbo from what he did. He's being motivated that he's wrong, which we're going to get to.
So
okay? We're going to get to that even though you might be a lumberjack and you could eat even 10 things more, this is standard people are Kovea Suda on that, and you should bench. Even though you still might be hungry. Yes, well, we're going to see different pshatim. We'll go through it. Yes, yes. It's a manifestation of Butler Daita Etzel Kolodom.
Since that is the amount that people.
Yes, correct. Let's get it down, though. Let's get through everything. Let's get it down. Shmuel, get it down. Okay. Now, the Sefer Eshkol, Rashi, 1 second. Rashi, the Sefer Eshkol, the Shemer of Haigon, and the Rith. And I wanted you to do this. We really didn't have an... What were we going to say, Sam? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No.
Okay, let's get this. Did you guys look up the riff inside? We haven't really a good chance this year to look at a riff. Did you look at the riff? I wanted to use this. I was thinking last night, let's just read the riff. The riff has very clearly, the riff says, I think it was Waf Daf Lamed. I just saw it in the off, right here. Lamed off top of riff. I got it. Ravuna Achal Pasa Babagisha Tracer Riff Tibin Tlasa, Tlasa Kavav Lo Birek. He did not say a bra. Says it a fairish, no? Yeah? Okay. So Rashi, the Rith, and the Sefer Eshkol, Shem Rav Haigon, say that he did not say a bracha achrona, which is startling. Why? Get this down. So the Sefer Eshkol says, because even though, it's amazing, even though Lomaisa, the Chamar Machmir, yes? Even though the Chachamar Machmir, and they say that you must bench, we need a Kazayas Kabeya, what daf? Daf Chafam Ibeis. Reb Meir says a Kazayas, Reb Yudah says a Kabeya. Even though that's not today's Sviya, yes? Chum say you got a bench. Nevertheless, they're only Machmir by what? Usher. They're only Machmir by what? Pas Gomor. Reb Meir and Reb Yudah are only Machmir by Pas Gomor. But by Pasim Abakistan, they reserved it back on the Dindar, they put it back on the Dindi Raisa, and the Dindi Raisa is the only bench when you're what? You're Soveya. Wow. Read the Rashi now. Ela Kosha Acherim. Go ahead. Oh. Now his Rebbeim, go ahead. Wow. Underline it five times. It was their own bread. It was Pas Gomer, says the Bahag.
Yeah, that's going on the Ella of Kol She'achrim Kodim, but that's
not... No. This is a whole new pshat in the Gemara, which we're going to get to. Okay? A whole new pshat in the Gemara. It wasn't Pas Gomer because it was bread. Read it again. Barabasenu Pirshu, Plesar Riftim Pas Shalanu. They ate bread mamish. Pas Shalanu, Usher, means Pas Gomer. No. Acherim means other people. Other people, Lamaisa. The pshat in the Gemara is Pasav Kistin, according to Moshe Shonim. The Bahag is a new pshat that ain't Pas Gomer. Go ahead. Velo what? According to the Bahag. Go ahead. Velo what? Zvol Saveya. Ukra. Ksiv. Excellent. The Kach what? Ba'al Allah is good olos. So this is a new pshat in the Gemara, which none of the Rishonim hold like, which go ahead. They know what? I want to answer this one up quick and go back to the standard sheet. Go ahead. They know what? Rashi says, I don't like this shot at all. Forget about it. It wasn't Pas Gomer. Why not? Nate, you with me? Why is it not Pas Gomer? Go ahead to what?
The less later of Humo. The Hame Hamir al Hafna, like that, the liquor married the Loker
Yehuda. So what does that mean? That's nuts. That means the Rav Huna didn't hold like Rav Meir Rav Yehuda? Rashi says it's got to be wrong. You cannot say the pshat in this Gemara that it was Pas Gomer. Because it was Pas Gomer, why would Rav Huna not have benched? What, are you going to tell me he doesn't hold like Rav Meir Rav Yehuda? That's nuts. So Rashi says it's wrong, and it's talking about Pas Gomer Gisman. Now quickly, get this down. How do we answer up the Bahag? Let's give an answer for the Bahag. Three answers for the Bahag. Then we'll go back to standard. Yes, Sam, what's wrong? Yes, the simplest reading of the Gemara is that he had Pasa Baba Kisnin, but he had tons of it. So Rav Nachman attacks him and says, you had tons of it. That's Koveya Suda. You must wash Hamotzi and bench. What are you doing? Why didn't you say a Bracha Rona? That is the Pashup Shad in the Gemara.
What's the Ella?
The Ella is rather what you should have done is that since other people are Koveya Suda on it, you should have benched. And you didn't. That is the push up shot in the Gemara.
I thought Nachman was saying that Adi Kaka Rashi is Ilu Kaki. His flavor was missing this.
No, it's a critique. These were eaten for hunger. You ate like a lumberjack. Yeah. No, that's not right what you're saying. He ate so much. He ate it for it was a kviya suda. And when you're kviya suda elo, when other people are kviya suda like this, you should have benched. You didn't do the right thing. Nothing wrong with getting it wrong. I get shot in Gemara's all the time wrong. Lamaisa. But this is what it means. But we're diverging now for a moment. Get it down. Where the Bahag says the hope shot in the Gemara was Paskomer, and Rashi says it's ridiculous. If it's Paskomer, why wouldn't he have a bench? You're going to tell me if Huna's an Amir doesn't hold like a Meir of Yudah? That's nuts. Therefore, Rashi rejects the Bahag. You got me?
So we're not going to say Chaloy on what the rogue people consider.
Yes, we're going to get to the details of that. Let's just take care of the Bahag, okay? You got the kasha? Let's just give three answers quickly for the Bahag, and then we'll go back to the standard shot, okay? How do you save the Bahag? I mean, if they ate bread, I mean, Rabbeinu Shalom, why didn't he bench? So I want to share with you three teirutzim for the Bahag, okay? Number one. You with me? Number one. The first answer we want to give is from the Sefer Ben Aryeh, the Hagos Ben Aryeh, on the Bahag. He wants to say that Rav Huna did not bench because he wanted to eat more. He wanted to be chayv the bench min haTorah. He wanted to be chayv the bench min haTorah, so he says, that's why I'm not benching yet.
What?
All he had eaten yet, Nate, was a kezias or kebeya. That's all he had eaten. But he wanted to eat more. He wanted to eat more. So since he wanted to eat more to become chayv in benching, that's why he didn't bench. So don't tell me that what? That you jump on him, he doesn't hold like Ramey Reb Yehuda. He was going to eat more. So what's better to do? To fulfill a mitzvah the Rabbanah or a mitzvah the Uraisa? You guys tell me. The Uraisa. So he says, I want to eat more. That doesn't fit in with the words Ade Kafna, you're going to tell me?
No, I said Achal Tlesar.
What'd you say?
Achal Tlesar, if they're going to eat Tlesar, so they eat a lot. They eat one kid, well, less than a Kazayas.
You're asking good. You're, both are saying good. What's the answer? Until you eat Kadei Sfiya, it's always the Rabbana. Reb Meir of Yudah said a Beya. But until you eat for your lishesh, you're only chayv min rabbanon. You follow me?
Yeah,
so that's why he didn't make the benching.
Well, yeah,
that's why he didn't make the benching. Okay. Oh, okay, okay. That's a good kasha lamaisa. That's a good kasha. So I'll tell you why. Get it down. The ra'ah is masbir. I think the way we could say it is. The way we could say it is, please get this in your notes. Make a good outline so we get this clear. This is a segue into three ways to read Ade Kafna. Okay? Not within the... what are we doing now? We're giving three teruts and the answer of the Bahag, yes? I just gave you one teruts. But this is a segue now to understand what Ade Kafna meant, how to read the Gemara. So I'm going to give you three ways to read Ade Kafna. How did Rashi read Ade Kafna? Rashi, the Eshkol, and the Rashba, that this year is like a lumberjack. You ate so much, this should be chayv your birkas hamazon. And he's attacking him and saying, why didn't you bench? That's one. Yes, and as you ate so much, of course you got a bench. He was attacking Ade Kafna. You ate this machmas rav, l'reyavon. Rashi, the Eshkol, and the Rashba say like that. That's the first shot.
And that's from the Rashi.
Yes, Rashi, the Eshkol, and the Rashba. What's the second shot? The second shot is the Me'iri. The Me'iri and the Tosos Chachmei Anglia say Pum Fakir. They say, Achila Shena Maspekis. Meaning he was saying it rhetorically. You think this is an Achila of hunger? This is not enough. This is you're telling me this is not enough for Kviya Suda? He was saying in a rhetorical way. You know, he meant this. It turns out to be the same outcome as the first shot, but he was saying it rhetorically. The first way to say it was a statement form. This stuff was eaten for hunger. You're a lumberjack. You should say because I'm Muslim. Yes? The second shot was, this wasn't enough to bench. It means the same thing, but it's more dramatic. And he's saying it in a Lashon Tmiyah. You follow me? Why did you bench it? He's attacking it. But it's from a rhetorical way. I can't hear you. Correct. Excellent. And number three, I believe, will. The Ra'ah in Dirmaskarav says the Gears to the Rif is, what was the Gears to the Rif? A Dayan, I don't have it, we don't have it in our Rif, but some had a Gears in the Rif, a Dayan Mar Kafinu. That's how the... Did you guys see that in the Raw? Excellent, guys. Excellent. That's why I want you... The Riff says it. Excellent, guys. He was saying it, B'derech Amira. Like he said, you know what? I know why you didn't bench. Because you're still hungry. That's the fit. He was saying it, B'derech Amira, like in a conversation. I know why you didn't bench. Because why? You're not. You're still hungry. That will be the way... That will be the way, Lamaisa, that I think you could save the Bahag too as well.
And then according to that, Shah Rabbah is really agreeing.
What'd you say?
According to that, Shah Rabbah is really
agreeing. Well said. Correct. Well said. And the truth is, one second.
You should have said
the Shibbol. What'd you say? No, no, you should have. You didn't. No, you're just describing to him. I know you didn't bench because you're still hungry. I know you didn't bench because you're still hungry. And you want to be, if you want to put it together with the Bahag, it's because you want to bench when you're Chayv Minatayra. Now the Shibbol Leket says, Lamaisa, similar thing, but listen to what he says. The words Ade Kafta was said by who? According to most Rishonim. Rav Nachman. Excellent. You know what the Shibbol Leket says in Simen Kuf Nandala was said by who? Rav Huna. And he was being masber why he didn't what? Why he didn't bench. That's smack against our Girsa. Our Girsa is clearly Rav Nachman said it. But you could say, maybe that another Girsa would fit in, that he was being masber, why what? Why he didn't want, why he didn't bench. And some of the words of Rav Huna. Correct. Exactly. So let's finish up, go back to the Bahag. What was the Bahag? That they ate Mamash Paskamur. And what does the Rashi ask on them? If he didn't Paskamur, why did he bench? Were you going to tell me Rav Huna is all like Rav Meir Yehuda? What's the answer? Number one, he wanted to be high to bench. What's two and three? You with me? Number two is the tzlach. And that goes Ben Aryeh too, says the second Teretz. Rav Huna was eating with other people. And he wanted to be motzi them in benching. And what does it say in Mem Zayin and Aleph? That the gadol is supposed to be motzi everyone. The problem is they already had eaten Kidei Sfiya, and he had not. So they were chayv in that Torah, and he was only chayv what? Midrabanan. And he didn't want to be motzi them because the Bahag Shita himself later on in Menchesem at Aleph is if you're only chayv here because I'm also midrabanan, you shouldn't be motzi someone who's chayv in that Torah. It's a Bahag Lashitoso. Lefizeh, Rav Huna was chayv here because I'm also Lamaisa. Lefizeh, he was chayv here because I'm also, but he didn't want to be motzi them. That's why he wasn't Birech. He wanted other guys to do it because they were chayv what? Minatayr is only chayv min rabbanan. Second shot. That's the slach and the second shot of the Ben Aryeh. The number three for the Bahag, the Evin Shlomo. Says the Evin Shlomo that the Rabos of Shorashi hold. Listen to this. I want you to get this, guys. Nate, you with me? Yeah? The Chomer Koveya Brachan Benji Gezayas Kabeya, only if the suit is enough for you. That you ate a Kabeya of bread with other foods, the tuna, the egg salad. Now, even though maybe that satiated you, the tuna and the egg salad, but the bottom line is, part of the satiation was you even laced the Gezayas Kabeya of bread. Then you have a Chiv to what? Then you have a Chiv to bench Midrabanan. Yes? In other words, the Evin Shlomo wants to say that the Chomer Mechayev benching min the Rabbanon on a Kezayas or a Kebeya only if you're also satiated, but not necessarily satiated from the bread. Let's say you eat an egg salad sandwich or a tuna sandwich, yes? You follow me? And you have a Kezayas of bread. That Lamaisa fills you up, but it didn't satiate you unless you had the tuna and the egg salad. But at the end of the meal, are you satiated? Yes. You're chayv the bench only with the Rabbanon because you only had a kazayas of bread. But on the other hand, the Rabbanon only instituted the bench if you were soveya from the whole meal. It's a chiddush what he's saying. You got that?
I like it.
In this story, Rav Huna was not soveya. Therefore, he didn't bench. Even with Rabbanon. Meaning when a mayor and Rav Yudah said you got to bench with the kazayas of bread, that's if you're satiated from the tuna and egg salad as well. But even a mayor of Yudah said, if you're not fully satiated, you wouldn't have to bench. That's a big chiddush what he's saying. But I want you to get it down. It's really against the Magen Avraham. Rav Moshe held like this Magen Avraham. Let's say over the Magen Avraham now. Don't stickle tire, guys. Okay? What does the Magen Avraham say? The Magen Avraham has a chiddush where you can count the tune in the egg salad, lamaisa, in siman kuf samach esekon yigimel, you can, if you eat basar v'dagim, and I'm calling it tuna in the egg salad, I know you guys would probably like the basar better. If you have the basar, yes, you can combine the basar together to make it kedei sviya to be chayiv in birkas hamazon. Okay? And he says we're going to get to it with Tosis by Purim with the Lachmanios. The Magen Ram has this Kiddush. If you eat Pasa Baba Kisnin, Lamaisin. If you eat Pasa Baba Kisnin, the Pasa Baba Kisnin with the combination, if you're going to get to what? If you're going to get to Dalet Bayim, remember we said the two Shitas. What is Kovei Suda? Dalet Bayim or what? Suda's Erev or Suda's Boker, which is more than Dalet Bayim. You know, the breakfast meal, they used to only eat two meals a day. They didn't have lunch in those days. Sam, you with me? They didn't have lunch. They only had breakfast and dinner. So they would eat. That's more. It's either the, what is Tefillah Suda for Pasuk? Either Dalet Bayim or what else? Or Suda's Erev or Boker. Breakfast or dinner, which we as sinners more than Dalet Bayim. That's, I'm going to tell you a story. I used to sometimes, you know, you eat dinner. I'm not like that, Lamaisa. I don't care about Lamaisa, who I eat with. You know what I mean? Some people, so particularly who I eat with. I used to sometimes get the dinner and the calf. This, are you listening to the story? The story you can focus on, Lamaisa, right? At dinner, I was having dinner. I wouldn't care who I eat with. Anyone who come down and sit next to me, want to sit next to me, I didn't care about that, you know? What do I mind? What? Yeah, in college when I was your guy's age. Yeah. Lamaisa. I didn't, but you know, our guys only eat with certain friends. Whoever wanted to eat with me, I didn't care. So many times, he's a little bit older than me, but he's like, I'm a Rebbe Chaver, Rav Simon Shlita. So I would have dinner with him, and he consistently would have cake. They used to have cake for Mizoynus at the end. But he stopped because he wanted to lose weight. But he also, Al Pi Halach, he stopped. Because you have a nice meal, a delicious meal in the calf. It's expensive then too as well. But then you have cake at the end, right? So if you have cake at the end and you hold it to this mugging of rum, cake is Pasa Baba Kisnin. And you combine it with the what? The steak that they gave us, or whatever, the veal chops. They used to have steak and veal chops in those days. Yes, believe it or not, once a week they'd have veal. So Lamaisa, so what would happen? What would happen? That might be a tziruf of what? Dalet Bayim. But he's just solving a birkas hamazon. So then he stopped eating the cake. Because the way he was having the meal was putting him in a sovik birkas. What do you mean sovik birkas? What are you talking about? He didn't have bread. He didn't have rolls. He didn't have noodles. Noodles for sure, not possibly. So we learned, right? But the cake is. So if you had a lot of cake with the basar and the dogim or the tuna and egg salad, maybe it reached Dalet Bayim. And maybe it's a sovik birkas of muzzle. The Magen Ram says to get to Dalet Bayim or Sudas Erev Boker, you can combine the other stuff that you ate. You can combine the other stuff you ate. Believe it or not, this mugging of rum. It's amazing. So what I'm saying to you is it's a similar theory here, this Evan Shlomo, even though he's talking about bread itself, because it's within the Bahag, he's saying that they required you to bench Midrabanah with a Kazayas or Beya, if what? If you were fully satiated from the other stuff. If you weren't fully satiated from the other stuff, you say, I have no chiv the bench. It's a stunning chiddush. We don't necessarily paskin like this, but that's what he says. So we have three answers for the Bahak, and we also have three pshatim and Edei Kafna. We have also have three pshatim and Edei Kafna. Oh, now let's take this even a step further. You got this? Get this down, guys. Gevaltik asugi. Shmuel, you with me? Every sugi is gevaltik. Comes along, I gave you the Rabbeinu Yoni. You guys said you saw it, yes? The Rif, black on white, says below Birek. Laman al aftape Rif. Yes? What does Rabbeinu Yonah come along and say? You guys tell me. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Rabbeinu Yonah comments on the Rif, Diramasko Tresar. It's Rav Huna, without batting an eyelash. Rav Huna literally did not say a bracha. He did not say Birkas HaMazon. He did not say Brena Foshos. He did not say Alamichi. That is how Rabbeinu Yonah interprets the Rif. Bless you. The whole deal. The Rif he interprets literally. He did not say a bracha at all. Comes along Rabbeinu Yonah though, and says that's the Rif. But he says there is a Yesh Meforshim. Yes? Yesh Meforshim that says he did not bench, but he said what? You tell me. Excellent. He did not say Brain of Birkas HaMazon, he said Brain of Foshos.
You see that's how the Rif says it?
That's how he says the yesh beforshim. He interpreted the rift that he said no brach at all. The yesh beforshim. So birich al abrein afashos bilvad. No, then it's a new paragraph. Amalei Rav Nachman. No. No. I have it. I'll read it to you. He says, "Yes, the first miracle was so cloud, which lo hayachila chenir mitoch haritzah." Yes, they didn't say a bracha. There's two yesh beforshims. Yesh beforshim, yesh beforshim. This yesh beforshim is what the Rif said. This yesh beforshim is brenda fashos.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, good.
The second one
it's all right. I'm proud of you. This is how we work. There's two yesh beforshims in there, Lamaisa. In that line.
This doesn't say v'yesh beforshim. This is v'yesh shalom.
It doesn't say. Show me yours. Show me. You have the same with Gemara's is, no?
No, mine's not.
You're an Oz Mahadar?
No, mine's
yours says yesh?
Yesh.
Oh, okay. All right, whatever it is. You show me tomorrow. Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you guys. Now, I gave you the Shulta Gibunim. Did you see this? Did you see the Shulta Gibunim right there? Os Aleph. Now, what does the Shulta Gibunim say? The Shulta Gibunim quotes, he quotes that Rashi and the Rith are on the same page. And what bracha did he say? Borei Nefashos. Like Rashi said earlier in Lamed Zayin, Damask of Alo. So, we have two approaches in the Gemara so far. What does the Lo Birich mean? Either cloud, yes, like the Rith, or like the Shulta Gibunim shot Rashi, and the Yesh Beforshim of the Rabbeinu Yonah says that he said what? Lo birich berkas avosim, but he did say what? Berei nefasho, Sam, the focus. You got me. You got it. Okay. However, lomaisa, there is another shita, and that is the Rambam. It's amazing. The Rambam writes 3-3-3. Three answers from the Bahag, three pshatim of Adi Afna, and three what? Three pshatim of Lo Birich now. Three is the number today is here, yes? Three sets of three, Sam. We had three pshatim of Mas, the answers up the Bahag, three pshatim of Adi Afna, and three pshatim of what?
All in the Rambam?
No, in the Gemore. Pshat in Gemore. Okay, the third pshat is the Rambam. The Rambam, Perek Gimel, Halacha Tes, and Halacha Yir Aleph. And the Rashi with the Masker of Huna, and the Rosh and Simon Lamed, and the Mechaber. Mechaber tops it all off. Kuf Samach Vav, Siv Vav. I'm sorry. Kuf Samach Ches, Siv Vav. Listen to what they say. It's process of elimination. It wasn't benching. It wasn't Brenna Fossos. I don't like to say the word. You know the next word. Guess. But what's the process of elimination? Al Michi is what he said. He said, Alamichia. He didn't bench. Rav Huna. This is the Rambam. Rambam, the Rashba, and the Rosh, and the Shulchan Aruch say, the Rav Huna didn't say Berkas HaMazon, it said Alamichia. Because he said, Achilas Pasa Abab Kistin, Shalom Bekvias, is not Chai Berkas HaMazon.
Which from the Rambam was that?
The Rambam was two. Perek Gimel Lachates and Yud Aleph, he said it.
He said that he must have said that.
We did not see this in the Rambam.
You didn't see that in the Rambam? It's Beferish. No, Gimel Tes and Gimel Yud Aleph. Here,
yeah.
Gimel Lacha Tes and Lacha Yud Aleph.
Right.
He says, you say Alamichia, Pasa Baba Kisnu. Yes, but if not Kovei Asud, you say Alamichia.
We thought we was Kovei Asud on that here.
No, he's Velo Bira Klau. Means he said Alamichia, and then he attacked him and said, you had Kovei Asud, you should have benched. You got to plug it in.
How did the Lord Bira Klau mean Alamichia?
Did the Gemara say the word cloud? Not my Gemara. Said Velo Birich. Said Velo Birich. Said Velo Birich.
So that means you didn't make a
Rambam. You didn't say Birkas HaMazon. That's what I'm teaching the Gemara.
You're supposed to say HaMazon, Velo Birich.
That's what I'm teaching the Gemara. We're going to get to it. Okay, we'll get to it more. You say, again, you're right, but you got to plug it in. This is a great exercise, methodology, how we get it. I'll get this. Pasav HaBakisnin does not require Birkas HaMazon. You don't need a Bikvias. Who says like this? Rabbi Achasid. Rabbi Achasid, Dimask of Olo, he adds on that we're muchruch to say this pshat. Why are we muchruch? Because no worse than Maisa Kedera. What did Mercy and Lamed Zayin on Aleph by Maisa Kedera? You got to say what? What did it say in Ramatan Rafa? What bracha achron do you say in Les Kedera? Bracha achas. Yeah. Alamichia, exactly. Say Alamichia. So he says, why should this be any worse? So Lamaisa, Sam brings out, he said, Rebbe, it says, Velo Virech, so plug it in accordingly. If you hold like what the first shot, that he didn't say a bracha achron at all, right? So that means Velo Virech, he meant Klal. He didn't say a bracha at all. That's what you want to tie in it. That's what we said, that Sefer Eshkol said, or Haigon, Hashem the Rif. Poshim Shah in the Rif, he didn't say a bracha at all. That's what the word Velo Virech means, Klal. What MTVC means, Brain of Fossos. What does Velo Virech mean? What is Lobirich? Lobirich, you didn't say Birkas Amazon, you said Brain of Fashion. The Shulti Gimburim says exactly what Nate just said. What does it mean, Lasharif? Shulbasof, Lo Klum. Lo Klum means Brain of Fashos. Yeah, Lobirich means, he didn't say Birkas Amazon or Al Mechiv, he said Brain of Fashos. That's what the Shulti Gimburim says.
You can see Lo Klum is or I'm just calling it Lobirich.
Okay, good. And Tysus holds not that way. What did Tysus say on the Ma'afon days of Rov Rishonim? That you say Al Mechiv when you're not Kovei Asuna. And when it says Lobirich, what does Lobirich mean? You tell me, Sam. But probably even better, Lobirich Birkas Amazon. Lobirich Birkas Amazon. And the Ra says, did you see this in the Ra? What did the Ra say? He said there was a mistake, a misprint in the Rif. And he says the Rif also holds Alamichia. Did you see that in the Ra?
Yeah.
The Ra said that even the Rif holds that you have to say Alamichia. It's a tremendous Kiddush. But Lamai said, okay, that's what he held. So you have these different what? Now, I didn't mention in the beginning of Shir.
The Talmud of Sofer means it was a misprint.
Yes, that's correct.
We did Sofer last week, meant Gemara, remember in the...
Yeah, in Tosos.
I thought that Sofer meant the Rift.
Here it meant Tosos. Here it meant Sofer. Here it meant Tosofer. Excellent, guys. Excellent. Proud of you guys. Now, I didn't, when we began Shir today, how did I say the typical definition of Pasa Bakis, the first thing comes to your mind? That it's eaten as a snack, right? Not as bread as a staple. Remember, that was the first thing I stressed to you guys. Now, Rashi said over there, you ate it when? After Birkas HaMazon, remember? What did Tosas argue over there? He said, no, it was before Birkas HaMazon. Yes? They ate it as dessert. That's why he didn't say a bracha afterwards. Because benching covered it. So that's the mice I want you to get that machlokes, Rashi Tosas, when we had that on the mouth on the base. Okay? So this is the chiddush that we want to bring out, Lamaisa, on this din. Okay? Now, let's take this even a step further, okay? You ready?
Yes.
Let's take this even a step further, halacha lamaisa, okay? What exactly do the words mean, and Sam, you were asking this, kol sha'acherim kavusud. So this leads us to the following. You look in the Rosh, in Simon Lamed, b'shem Rabbeinu Moshe. Did you get a chance to look in the Rosh? Shem Rabbeinu Moshe?
Yeah, when you also track that.
Simon Lamed. So the Rosh says, I want you to get this. What is the Gemara meaning behind this Gemara? Kol Sha'acherim, other people. Why don't you just worry about yourself? Because you have to worry about other people too. And it means that what? Even if you are so hungry, you could eat six pies. But other people are Kovei Asud on this. And he says that if you eat a sheer cotton, that other people are not regularly suda. Let's say you don't have a big stomach like everyone else. And for you, this is Kovei Asuda. For other people, it's not. What's the din? What's the din? He was Kovei Asuda. What's halacha? Batla daito, eitzo, kol adam. Do you have that phrase? Where do we learn that phrase? Brachas what daf, armasikta, lamed vavim ebeis. People are Kovei Asuda on the wine. No one's Kovei Asuna. I don't care whether these guys do it. You don't bench. You and your father, you think you do, you're not. Baruch Hashem, Lamaisa. I know you're going to say that. Even your father, Lamaisa, they're not Kovei Asuna. Even he's a wine taster. We don't care. Their butler died as a kolodim. Please get it down. The Shulchan Aruch writes the same thing. So Sam, what it means, kol sha'acherim, even if you're Kovei Asuna with less, it doesn't make any difference. You must eat an objective shirt, either dalabim or what? Sudas erev aboker. Now, if you notice there, who does the Rosh quote? Not just Rabbeinu Moshe. Who's Rabbeinu Moshe usually? The Rambam, no? Is it the Rambam? I'm not sure if it's a Rambam.
Yeah, then it was the
Rambam. Yeah, I think it is the Rambam. Where else do we have Rabbeinu Moshe?
Well,
Rabbeinu
Moshe is one of the Tosfos.
Yeah, where do we have it?
That was
where do we have Rabbeinu Moshe in Tosfos?
Rabbeinu
The end of the Pirik with the Chachananke between Rav Amram and Rabbeinu Moshe. Is that Rabbeinu Moshe referring to the Rambam? I'm not sure. I got to check it out in the history. When Tosfos, there's only like five times in Shas, I think it says the Rambam by name. Tosfos and Chachananke Umse. Remember we talked about you need a bracha achrona. Remember if the stuck in your throat, you drink the water. Rav Amram said you don't need a bracha. You need a bracha achrona. Rabbeinu Moshe said you don't. Remember that. So we got to check that out. Is there been a motion twice as a Rambam or not? I don't know. We got to. Chanake umse. Chanake umse. You got it right there, Lomaisa. I think it is the Rambam, guys. I think it is the Rambam. So Rabbeinu Moshe, we had a Tais Mimelach and the Rosh. What'd you say, Nate?
The Rabbeinu.
Go ahead.
The Rabbeinu Moshe and the Rosh.
Yes, the Rush quotes Rabbeinu Moshe that says, I don't care whether you're Kovei Asudi, you have a smaller stomach and everyone else. I don't care. We follow objective shear. What is Butla Daitan Tzukaladam? You go by the objective standard. Where does it say it else in Shas? I think I mentioned it at that time. What daf was it? Lamed Vav and Bezen Brachas. Was it Lamed Hey or Lamed Vav? Yeah, it's on the bottom. Is it Lamed Hey? I think it was Lamed Hey or Lamed Vav. It's Lamed Hey, like you said. A lap. I got a lapse. I got to do a lap. No? Didn't it say it on Lamed Hay? Yeah, it's Lamed Hay and the base. It's a lap. You're right, Sam. You follow me? Where else does it say it? Where else do we say it said Butla Dietel Kolom? And Shabbos, Tafsadi Mez, the Anche Hutzal. They used to carry these baskets on their heads. So if you carry that on Shabbos, are they Chayv Skila for carrying with Ein Menasorah? No, because no one else knows how to carry baskets on their heads. So that's Butla Daitzel Kolonim. So I don't really care.
It's just a classic case of Shinui, no?
No, it is considered a Shinui because even though for them it was an expert, Lomaisa. Okay? So Lomaisa, this is what Ade Rashi says. Ravuna ate the Pasav HaKisna, Rashi said. Okay? So he ate this pshat. And therefore, we're Masbir, he ate the Pasav HaKisna. So that's what it means, Butla Daitzel Eitzel Kolonim. You must get this din. Quoted in many places in Shas. Shabbos, Sadi Aleph, Amar Aleph, Kuf Mem Dalin, Mem Beis in Shabbos, Erevin, Chof Chesmes, and don't forget the Masichta. Our Masichta, Lamed Heim and Beis. This is the din of Pasa Baba Kisten. Okay? All right. Fine. This leads us to the following now. What does this phrase mean, Kol Shah Cheirin, Kovin Sud? Let's get it. So, I think the Pashup Shat in the Gemara is, and you guys said it too, this is Rav Nachman's statement. He's saying this whole thing. That's Mefurish in many of the Rishonim, the Rif, the Raivit, Rav Yod, or Zaruah, Tabin Ben Yona, Kos Mamonios, the Rosh. Everyone says this is part of who? Rav Nachman, yes? Is there anyone that says not that way? I gave it to you. Did you see it? Excellent. Excellent, Nate. How'd you know that?
Because it was the last thing we
had to see. Oh, okay. You're an honest man. The Rashba says, Dir Maska Rav, he says, these words are from Rav Huna. These words are from Rav Huna. Wow. Because Rav Huna was Chozer Bo. Rav Huna hears, Ade Kafka. Rav Nachman yells at him, Ade Kafka. Oh, you're pointing to Shalai Wom. He says, you're right. Ella, Kol Shacherim Kofa Suda. Who's the one who said it? Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, who was Chozer Bo. Wow. He was Chozer Bo. He says, Allah is like Rav Nachman. But that's a collector's item. That's not the simplest gear. So come on, Shmuel, get it down.
Advice.
Yes, that's Rashbo's gear.
That's
what he says. Rav Nachman yelled at him, and he said, you know what, you're right, I'm wrong. Doesn't add it. It's a new pshat in the Gemara. There's no machlaikas anymore.
What's the reason to say that?
Because he's so wrong. Rav Huna is so wrong. How can he not set a bracha?
I don't know. Elo means
I understand, but he had a different girsa. He had a different girsa that all Rav Nachman said was Eide Kafna, and the Rashba's girsa was these words of Ella are words of Rav Huna. Do you have your Kovitz before Shamir? No, I didn't. I should have brought it in. Okay, but what happens if you hold like the standard Rishonim? One sec. What happens if you hold like the standard Rishonim? Is it clear that Rav Huna was Chozer Bo? No. It's not clear that Ravuna was Chozer Bo.
Right.
What'd you say?
It's clear that Ravuna was Chozer Bo.
Okay, I agree with you, but it's not clear that Ravuna was Chozer Bo.
From the Ravuna. So
I understand, but it's possible to read the Gemara, and you'll see the Gears of Tamara Rashba. I'll give it to you again, that Lamaisa, it was part of his words. But I want you to get this Tosis. There is a Tosis in Baba Basra on Daf Samach Bezim and Aleph that says, get this theory, Baba Basra Samach Bezim Aleph, that anytime an Amir is quiet on someone who asked a Kashana on him and he doesn't respond, it's a Simon he was Chozerbal. And he was motored to the one who asked him the Kasha. Except if it's a Talmud asking on a Rebbe, so it could be the Talmud was Shosek, it could be the Rebbe was Shosek because he didn't even think it was a Kasha. Anytime an Amora asks on another Amora, and the Amora does not respond and give an answer, it is, Tosus writes, it implies that that Amora was Chozerbal and motored the one who asked him the Kasha. Unless it's a Talmud that was asking on a Rebbe. And the Rebbe maybe didn't respond to the Talmud because he didn't think it was a kasha, so he didn't have to answer him. This is a klal that Tosfos says, and that's what, this is what the Yad Malachi say and the Stechemet, but this is what Tosfos postulates, and that's what maybe we, all the Rishonim Paschal like Rav Nachman. Makes a lot of sense. All the Rishonim Paschal like Rav Nachman, I shouldn't say all, but most. Which Rishonim Paschal like Rav Huna? The Sephardic Rishonim. The Meiri says in Dirmas Kapas that the Gaone Sfar paskin like Rav Huna, that the shear of Kviya Sud is not totally on an objective shear, it's totally subjectively on the Ochel, the Das of the Ochel, not on Das Acherim. And according to this pshat, the Gaone Sfar said Rav Huna remained with his opinion, and he paskin mamish against Rav Nachman. Wow, that's interesting. Because normally when you have a machlis Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, who do you hold like? You hold like Rav Huna in Dinim, and you hold like Rav Nachman in Dinim Omnis. Any Dinim outside Dinim Omnis, you hold like Rav Huna. So it's not so crazy. Not so crazy that they paskin like Rav Huna. No. Rav Nachman's always a bucky in Dinim Omnis. We're always paskin like him in Dinim Omnis. Outside of Dinim Omnis, you hold like Rav Huna. That's what these... Most of you showed him are holding like Rav Nachman completely, but that makes sense if the Rav Huna was Chozerbal, because he didn't stick with his opinion. But if you say you stick with his opinion, then maybe you should side with Rav Huna. It's interesting, no? This comes out of tremendous chiddush, the lights. Okay. Now, let's go on a little bit more in the Gemara. Okay? You know, before we go on a little bit more, I wanted to just elucidate a little bit more of the components of the chiddush of that Magen Avraham about the Tzirith. Okay? Let's say over that chiddush of the Magen Avraham. That's really a startling chiddush. But with the one we mentioned, but he has a little bit more details on that. About the tziruf, yeah. About the tziruf. You know, you can combine the other foods, the meat, the tuna fish, the egg salad. Let's get this mahalach, and then we'll go a little bit vayta in the Gemara. I'm going to start the Magen Avraham, who writes in Kuf Samaches, Sifkan Gimel, that if you eat with the Pasav HaKistin meat and other things, and you eat a shear that people are usually Koveya Suda with in their Soveya, even though there's a combination of Tziruf that gets to you with the Pasav HaKistin, you have to bench. And that's Taisu Shita, which you're going to get to about Purim. Says the Magen Avraham, let's get this. Says the Magen Avraham an amazing thing. What happens if you eat Pasav HaKistin without Basar and other things? Nate, you follow me? Let's say you eat the Pasav HaKistin straight up without basar. Yeah. And you have the shear that other people eat, and the shear that other people eat with it is with basar, dvarim acherim, they would be kovei asudim. There's you yourself had a certain amount of what? Pasav HaKistin straight up, without any basar at all. Okay. But it was a shear that people would have what? People would have eaten with the basar and other things would be koveya suda. But you haven't. You haven't. You were ate just the pasav HaKistin without basar and other things. And you have a shear that people would have eaten l'maisa with pasav HaKistin and basar together to be koveya suda. Everyone got that?
Meaning their shear of basar and lechem
is your lechem. Well said. What's the story in that case? What would you say? No, here he says it's too much. I grant you Lamaisa's objective rule, but this is too much. L'natata devarechalish yurim, he says. And therefore, he says, in this situation, Halacha l'maisa, he says you would not say amotzi and bench. You say mezonos and alamichia. Because if we do that, then everything's going to be what? Natata l'rech l'shirim. And then he leaves it b'tzarachim. Okay? So basically what I want you to get is if you had amount of bread without any additives, would be koveya shir if they had bread with other things, what would be the din? What should you do? You had a shir that if other people eat with basar, v'dvar macherim, the koveya suda, he says still you wouldn't make a benching, but he says I'm not sure. And then he writes, if we pasabak bekistin levad, right? And you're saveya from it? Yes? Even if other people are not saveya from it? Yes?
Even if
other people are not saveya from it alone, but they would be saveya with it with other things, then you say amotzi b'rikas hamazon. Exactly, the other way. Meaning if you, lamais, are satiated with what? With bread alone, the pasab b'kistin alone. And other people only be satiated with the pasab b'kistin with the other stuff, then you have to bench. That is an excellent, Nate. That's what the Machzah Shekel says. The Magen Ram says, it's always, if you're Koveya Suda, if you're eating with the Basar, so as long as you're Soveya with the Pas alone, you can always say you have to bench. Because what's the Ravid say? The Ravid says it's enough to be Soveya, and you have to bench in Birkas HaMazon. That's the Sheet of the Mice. Remember the Sheet of the Ravid? What was the Sheet of the Ravid? Remember I quoted you in the Rosh? What did the Rosh say b'shem the Ravid? You guys remember? What did the Rosh say? The Rosh says, I don't care about the other people. As long as you're Koveya Suda, it's enough for you. You have to have motzi and bench, even though other people are not Koveya Suda on that shir. The Ravid kind of like totally disses but l'dayte etzel kolodim l'maisa. At least regarding this, you have to say. So that's what the pshat of the Machzah Shekel is. Yes, Nate, go ahead.
Would a kid never have to bench?
Because he never gets full, you mean?
No, because he never reaches the state of the... I mean, without that plot line, is that
I mean,
he's not eating as much as any of the rogue gets.
Right, but as kids, you always compare, let's say, as kids. Yeah, what would other kids do? Yeah, because the Bir Halacha says if you have an elderly person or a young nar that they're koveya suda on the shir all the time, he says that's maspik because you look at your class age, you look at your age, you look at your other guys, the other senior citizens or other nar. That's what the Mishnah Berurah wants to say.
How do you find satiation?
You know, you're filled up. You're no longer hungry. You're no longer hungry. He says, lo batla daito. The Rambam says, batla daito.
If I was sick and nauseous, and I ate a very little bit of amount, I felt full enough.
Most people that were sick and nauseous would maybe be the same. Maybe.
But is that really satiation? Because there's not really enough stuff in your stomach. You should feel it, though.
I guess for that person, that would be satiation. See, the Rambam, Rosh quotes around that, but that's a kolodim, right? But the Ravid says, no, it depends on you. And that's exactly what's going on there. So that's the pshat of the Machzah Shekel. So the Vushay Shrad says to the Magen Avraham, even if you don't hold like the Ravid, it's Batla Daito. Yes? Even though we don't paskin like the Ravid, still, and that's because of Mishum Batla Daito. Yes? Here, people are Koveya Suda in Dvar Machayim Kfar Lo Batla Daito. Yes? He's not Batla Daito. So this is what the Vushi Yisrad says. Vushi Yisrad is Masbir, even if you don't pass like the Ravid, that it's Maspik Soveya, because of Batla Daito, even if you don't like that Ravid, because you want to say Batla Daito, but here, you need to what? Here already, that's already lobat ladaito, already like that, right? That's already considered to be ach shacherim ahi koven daito lo besudin dvar macherim kfar lobat ladaito. What do you mean kfar lobat ladaito? What does that mean? Kfar lobat ladaito. What does that mean? What do you say about that? What do you say about this? In other words, the Levush Yisrad wants to say, even though you don't paskin like the Ravid, right? The Ravid says enough to be Soveya. Even if you don't paskin like the Ravid, then it's enough to be Soveya, right? And the Ravid, the reason why we don't paskin like the Ravid because of Batla Daito. But here, since other people be Koveya Suda with other things, you already see kfar what? Kfar lo batla daito. What do you mean is already kfar lo batla daito? What does it mean kfar lo batla daito? Usually gets subsumed in, right? What did you say? The Ravid, the Rush quote of the Ravid says you don't say batla daito as long as you yourself are kovei asuda, that's enough. Remember that? The Raman said it's always batla daito kolado. The Ravid said if you kovei asuda, even if other people are not kovei on the shear, that's the din. You are kovei asuda. That was the Ravid sheet.
If you are
kovei asuda, the Ravid doesn't go with the kinds of batla daito kolado. So that's what I'm bringing out here. That the Lusha Sharan says, even you don't hold like the Ravid, and we have to consider batla daito, but here, since other people kovei the suda with other things, you already see what? Lo batla daito. You already see that you're already what? You're already on your, you're already different than everyone else. Other people kovei the suda with other things, and you're already what? You don't need the other things. You follow me? So you see already you're being separate. So there's a good reason to try to say why you won't say batla daito it's a kolodim here, because we see already you're acting differently than everyone else. If you're acting differently than everyone else, then you see that why you're not going to say batla daito it's a kolodim. So that's what the Lusha Sharan adds on. Even if you don't hold like the Ravid, still you could say it here, because we see already you're acting differently than the other people. The other people, Lamaisa, are kovei asuda with other things. Lamaisa, you're kovei asuda with the bread alone, and therefore you see that you're much different. Okay? You got that? It's a very interesting thing. You know, let me tell you over to Taz. I think I told you at that time. I'm not sure if I don't remember. I think I did, though. Remember, you know there's a principle called istinus? It also appears in our Masechta. Where does it appear in our Masechta? It's in the Mishnah. It's in the Tetzayin and the Beis. It's Tetzayin and the Beis. It's the Gomlil. Excellent, Shmuel. Istinus. Very delicate. Yeah, it's on Tetzayin and the Beis. I think so. About the Rechitza by Avel. It's the Gomlil.
Oh, Gomlil.
Yes, excellent. So that's Tetzayin and Beis in the Mishnah. So let me ask you, how does there a whole category of istinus in Halacha? Why don't you say Batla Daito and so Kolodim? It's an important kasha. I want you to get this down. I'm pretty sure I mentioned it.
It's an individual thing. It's not.
Oh, you don't say Batla Daito and so Kolodim. You only say it by a weak minority. Istinus is a strong minority, 30-40%. You don't say Batla Daito and so Kolodim if it's a strong minority. You only say it when it's a weak minority.
I don't understand that caution, because then you could say like, oh, a chola is not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur either, because it's a chola. Like, no, because when something is your goof, like a harm in your
well, goof, that I can respond to you that's not true, because everyone else is not sick. So that's not a good comparison.
So,
I understand, but they're different categories. In order to say Batla Daito Kolodim, you've got to be in the same category. Human beings carry, you know? They carry the basket.
Well, I can say the same thing.
Okay. Maybe that's in essence what the Taz is saying. He wouldn't say that unless it was a strong enough minority. If it's 1%, it's not enough. So maybe you're saying good. You're saying good. Okay. Now, I want you to know something. Please get this down. It is possible that there are those that are arguing the Magen Avraham, you can't mit star if other things you are satiated with. The Birkei Yosef, the Chida, argues on him. And the Chazon Ish seems to argue on him as well. Chazon Ish also seems to...
Is it Magen Avraham or Magen Avraham?
Magen Avraham. Avraham. Magen Avraham. What daf and brachas? Daf you gimel omer aleph. Kol omer av Abram. Anyone says Avram is Abram's over essay over a laugh. No, you gimel. You gimel omer aleph. That's not fair. Now you're trying to say I made a mistake and you want to give me five laughs. You got me? From Yigul Yiches. Isn't it your gimel? It's your gimel. Okay. Are you ready? Now let's get this. Okay, so the Birkei Yosef, Magen Avraham. So the Birkei Yosef is Cholek on the Magen Avraham. Chazon Ish says the same thing. He's Mistabe Kisim Uluim, Ma'im Miluim, Mistarv, Lashir, Kviya Suda. Is the filling Mistarv? He's not sure. Okay. But there are Gedol Achroinim, get it down. Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, the Shemer of Shlomo Zalman. That even according to the Magen Avraham, it's only things you normally eat with it. Like meat, fish. No, the notes, he quotes a lot from notes. It's written by Rav Novert Tzatzal. Rav Novert. Rav Novert Tzatzal was a great gong who was lived
in... this whole time it was Rishon
Zalman. No, Rishon Zalman's quoted, he was a big Talmud of his, he quotes him in the footnotes all the time. But Rav Novert Tzatzal wrote Shmir Shabbos Kilchas. He was a great gong himself, but his rabbi was Rishon Zalman Tzatzal. So I'm glad we got that. So what does he say in Mitztaref? You only mitzvah of what? You only mitzvah of things that are normally eaten with the mizonos. If the thing is not eaten with the mizonos, normally forget about it. We don't count it. Okay? We don't count it. So I want you to get that down. That's the Shmir Shabbos B'Shem Shlomo Zalman. So tune in next hour. Definitely could be fit because people normally eat with that. But I don't know. Think of something no one ever puts in, you know? Yeah, something like that. Someone never puts in a sandwich. You're not going to be able to starve it. It's got to be something that's normally eat. So the Chazon Ish says, whatever you eat, other things before you eat the mizonos. And afterwards you eat the mizonos. Right? Can you starve the things you ate? For, let's say you have tuna and egg salad, and then you have a piece of cake afterwards. So the Chazon Ish says, it's not mitzvah together the other things. So that Rav Simon, I should tell him that that svar is against the Chazon Ish. Because he ate the whole meal and the cake, and then we mitzvah. No, the other stuff is not mitzvah before the cake.
30 years.
You follow me? So I have to tell the Chazon Ish. I have to tell Rav Simon. Lombai said, it's not mitzvah. There's no subbing of brikas and mazon according to the Chazon Ish. Because you ate it beforehand. So the stuff that you ate beforehand, before you ate the mizonos, and then the afterwards, okay, that's a chiddush. Okay, let's go weiter now in the Gemara. Go ahead, Sam. Let's get it started. So tomorrow, I want you guys to get to the Mishnah tomorrow. Okay, but let's start the next little piece of Gemara. Go ahead. Unbelievable. I'm proud of you guys. Go ahead. Let's go, Sam. Let's go. Rav Huna, what? Go ahead. Let's go. Read the Gemara. Rav Huna. Let's go, let's go. We got a lot to do. Go ahead. Rav Huna?
Rav Huna,
no, we had that already. I'm sorry. Rav Yudah, I apologize. My fault. I'm wrong. Rav Yudah? I have no problem saying I'm wrong. Modal Emes. Shiva Dvarim B'Chachamim. There are seven things said about a Chacham Mishnah, seven things said about a Golem. One of the things is Modal Emes. Did you ever, when I was a kid or a little kid, there used to be a TV show called Happy Days. You ever heard of it? I don't remember the song, but the head guy was Henry Winkler. He's a Jewish man. And there was one show was about him that he could not say the word wrong. He would say, I'm wrong. He couldn't get the word wrong out of his mouth. That was the whole theme of the show. Because he never could be Modi was wrong. That was the whole theme of the show. So it's a mission of a Shiva Dvarim
B'Chachim. That's Wonder Days.
What'd you say?
I was thinking Wonder Days.
Okay, but you have to be more honest. I was wrong. Start from Rav Yudah. Go ahead. Let's see. Go ahead. Rav Yudah. So what does that mean? He was Meshadach, his son. He married off his son. Excellent. Bay Rav Yudah Bar Chaviva. To the house, to the daughter of who? Rav Yudah Bar Chaviva. Now, before you go weiter, I want you to get this. Okay, I want you to get this. Let's get this. Sam, you ready?
Yeah.
This Gemara, Rashi and Ksubis, in a few places there, Nun Bezim and Bez, Samach Bezim Bez, says that this Shidduch, the Mechutanim, had the same name. The father of the Chassan and the father of the Kala had the same name. Rav Yudah was the father of the Chassan. Rav Yudah Bar Chaviva was the father of the Kala. Yes? Oh, please get this down. This is against Rav Yudah HaChassid. Rav Yudah HaChassid was one of the Rishonim. We have Tosfos Rav Yudah HaChassid. You know I have that little small green sefer? He wrote the famous Sefer HaChassidim. And he has a will, a tzavah. In Oskof Dali, he says that if the father of the Chassid and Kala, they shouldn't make a Shidduch. You shouldn't make the Shidduch with the father of the Kala and father of the Chassid have the same name. Whatever, that's what that, he had a certain Mesorah.
There's a whole thing in it.
There's a whole thing. You're not allowed to marry. You shouldn't marry a girl with the father if she has the same name of your mother. And the girl shouldn't marry the chassan if the same name of the father. It's all in Tzavah Rav Yudah HaChassid. So Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, get it down. Rav Moshe writes that we don't hold to this Rav Yudah HaChassid unless the chassan and Kala are worried about it.
Who says it?
Rav Moshe in the Tshuva. He says, if you're not worried about it, we don't hold like it. Who is Rav Moshe's son-in-law? Our great Rebbe. Yes. What was his first name? Right. So it might not have been the exact thing because he might have had a middle name, but still, Rav Moshe said, if the Chassan and Kala don't worry about it, don't worry about it. But he himself was Mestapek. Was his will written for his only his descendants or for all Klal Yisrael? It's a suffix. When Rav Yehuda Chassid wrote the will, was it written for his descendants or even all of Klal Yisrael? So if you look in the Ghost of Tzionim Osaf, I don't know if you guys have that. I have a different girsa. It says Rav Chaviva or Rav Yehuda Chaviva. If you say it like that, his name was what? Girsazu ain't shmo rak Yehuda kishem aviv achasin, right? The only Yehuda was with the father of the chasin, right? But it was Rav Chaviva or Rav Yehuda Chaviva. That's one way to get out of it. You follow me? Another way to get out of it is only for what? I can't hear you.
Take out the bar?
Yeah, there's a different gears. There's Rav Chaviva or Rav Yehuda Chaviva. His name was Rav Yehuda Chaviva. Now, that's one answer. One answer is two answers for. One is only for his descendants. The other answer is that he changed the gears to what we said. Either Rav Chaviva or Rav Yehuda Chaviva. Or the Ruach Chaim. Who's the Ruach Chaim? Ruach Chaim has the name of Chaim Volozhiner. He says Rav Yehuda married off his son, Bebesos Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva. Not the daughter. Who was in the house. Wasn't with the daughter of Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva. That's why it says Bay Rav Yehuda Chaviva. It says Bay, the house of. It doesn't say his daughter.
He
used his house for the chasana. He used the house for the chasana. He married off his what? He married off his son in the house, Lomaisa. The house of Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva. That's not so difficult. Maybe he met a cousin. Yeah.
The translation said the Rav Yehuda made a wedding feast for his son in the house of Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva.
Like that. Okay. In the house. That would be that answer. That's a parish room. Now look in the Sefer Yafa Talmud is Doche this parish. Why? Because there's another Gemara in Shas. Get it down. Ksubis Chesem and Aleph. He's Doche. The Sefer Yafa Talmud is Doche this Pshat if that was the house.
Yafa what?
Yafa Talmud. Yafa Talmud. Hayafa Talmud. That's the name of the Sefer. He's Doche this Gemara from a Gemara in Ksubis Daf Chesem and Aleph. Because it says Beferish Ravina Iasik Le Lebre Bay Rav Chaviva, and that means Beferish that Ravina married off his son with the daughter of Rav Chaviva. Rashi says right there, and therefore he concludes that we're not knowing this will, and we find many places in Shas. In fact, the Note of Yuda has a Tshuva Madura Tinon and Simenai and Tess. He asks for many places in Shas are Yuda Chassid, and he answers that this will was only written for his family, not for the whole world. Not just regarding this din, all the things in the will were for his first personal family, not for Klal Yisrael. There are other answers given, Lamaisa, about that, but the bottom line is that this is the way we can get out of this what? Get out of this problem. Okay? So let's stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. Sammy did a great job.
Who said that?
I got a lot to do. Big Seder, I got a lot to do. Please get another three guys. Yes.